WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News.
Body slam, intel stopped. I'm Elliot Francis. Montana House candidate Greg Gianforte is in hot water this morning, just hours before voters in that state decide whether to send him to Congress. Rebinion reports.
Get the hell out of here!
Republican congressional candidate Greg Gianforte facing a charge of misdemeanor assault for allegedly body slamming a reporter. It happened as The Guardian's Ben Jacobs was asking Gianforte about the GOP health care plan.
Yeah, we'll talk to you about that later.
Yeah, but there's not going to be time. I'm just curious if you have
to speak with Shane, please. But
a campaign statement read in part, quote, Jacobs grabbed Greg's wrist and spun away from Greg, pushing them both to the ground. But eyewitness accounts contradicted that version of events. I'm Reed Binion.
British police say they've stopped sharing information with U.S. authorities about Monday's suicide bombing following leaks of details which angered the government. Eight people have been arrested in connection with that attack. I'm Elliot Francis. The jury is set in the sexual assault trial of Bill Cosby. Steve Kastenbaum tells more.
Angela Agrusa, one of Bill Cosby's attorneys, thanked people in the jury pool.
To see the volume of people showing up to do their civic duty for the jury selection has been remarkable, and the patience they've showed, we couldn't be more appreciative.
The jury is made up of 7 men and 5 women. 2 of them are black, a man and a woman. It's relevant because Cosby and the defense believe that race has been a factor in the claims levied against the 79-year-old comedian. The trial is slated to begin on June 5th. These jurors and the alternates will be bused 300 miles east to Montgomery County, where they will be sequestered for the duration of the trial. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
A huge landslide has buried a quarter-mile section of a scenic coastal highway in California's Big Sur region. More than 1 million tons of rock and dirt fell onto Pacific Coast Highway near Gorda, considered by some to be one of the most scenic drives in the U.S. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning. I'm Barbara Britt. Hundreds gathered at the University of Maryland College Park paying their respects at the site where 23-year-old Richard Collins III was stabbed to death. Mourners leaving red and white flowers at the chapel garden. Police say Collins was attacked by Sean Urbanski, who's been charged with murder. D.C. region still has a lot of work to do to restart commercial construction after the recession.
25 million square feet of new office space opened in 2007. Last year, it was just above 12 million, but a slight growth from the year before.
The caveat is that the most important building construction in terms of jobs are usually office and retail, and those have not rebounded as strongly.
COG regional planner John Kent says what has rebounded strongly is industrial space like data centers and warehouses, but they don't carry as many jobs. As far as where those new developments are going,
Loudoun County stands out, particularly because they're very strong in the industrial sector.
He says the district's looking strong too. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
If you're going to visit Arlington National Cemetery this Memorial Day weekend, get ready for long lines going through the new security checkpoint.
We want people to know that you do need some extra time. When you come to Arlington this weekend, you will be routed through our security systems for the magnetometers.
Spokesperson Barbara Lewandrowski says up to 15,000 people a day will visit Arlington over the Memorial Day weekend to pay their respects. Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 21,012, NASDAQ at 6163. In sports, Nats beat the Mariners 5-1. Today's game time moved up to 12:05 to beat the rain. Orioles fall to the Twins 4-3. WMAL News Time, 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It's the big screen store's 2-for-1 sale. Get a giant Samsung 75-inch TV plus a 50-inch Samsung for just $19.99. Whoa! Let me say that again. A 75 and a 50-inch for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store. And our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Plus great deals from your home theater experts on the latest and power reclining seating with power headrests.
Nothing like watching a movie on a big screen.
You got to check out the Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
It's 5:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5, here Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway looks good. It's Virginia Beltway in Virginia. We have a couple problems. Just keep alert if you're heading out of Tysons toward the Legion Bridge. You're still up at speed, no delay, but we do have an accident. Inner loop at the Georgetown Pike right side. Also, let's go out to the Gainesville area, northbound 29, the ramp that gets you onto eastbound 66. Crash along the right side of that ramp. And out toward Leesburg, westbound 7. After the bypass, all lanes blocked on the westbound side. Eastbound 7, business 15 at the Leesburg bypass open. And no problems to report currently at the 14th Street Bridge or heading over our Anacostia crossings. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More scattered showers, thunderstorms as we head on through today. A little low in the action as we get into the afternoon at times, but more scattered storms through this evening. 74 degrees now. Some storms may contain a little wind and some small hail. And then as these storms come to an end tonight, we'll go partly cloudy after midnight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, no mention of rain. A gusty west-northwesterly breeze in 77. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 58 in Arlington with rain. We got rain in Damascus and 55. Yep, rain at Reagan National, 58. 8 degrees. Right now, I'm Barbara Britt on WMAL, 630 Washington's Mall.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning. It's 5:07 on WMAL on this Thursday morning. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall here, we've got Ambassador John Bolton. Always thrilled to have John Bolton swing by. 7:05, he'll be joining us. 8:05, Fox News' Tucker Carlson. And then at 8:35, we got Jim Matthews with the National Association of Railroad Passengers. And you'd be like, railroads, why are you talking about that? Because Donald Trump wants to slash Amtrak funding, and this guy's going to come in and try and defend it. So we'll talk to him. Vince Colonnay's in today. Mary Walter out. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer stopping by the studio today to join us, co-hosting all morning.
Hey, Vince, I've been sleeping in my car all night just to be here on time, so thank you for having me, and please express... I'm sorry about the smell, but I will take a shower soon.
I really appreciate that. I was meaning to talk about it. I'm glad we addressed it early. Thank you very much, Tony, for joining
sure.
us. It's a good morning to have you because there's a lot, again, President Trump on his foreign trip, there's a lot of foreign policy issues that you discuss a lot. But one of them is the fact that this Manchester bombing, which took place earlier this week, has created some new stirs in that the British government is now joining Donald Trump and being upset at U.S. leaks.
Yes, I know. Isn't that wonderful? No, I was talking to my British friends. One of them texted me out of the blue yesterday and said, boy, do you understand how upset we are about the leaking? It's like, well, are you upset enough? You're gonna, stop tea time or something? And he said, well, not quite that upset. We're cutting off the intelligence. So it's very clear that there's a huge issue when details, and we're talking about very specific details, investigative details. When the name came out, they were livid about that. So
the name
of the bomber came out before they were ready to release it. And I think there's reasons why, Vince. I think you would understand this. You don't want to release the name until you're ready. And I think they were going after. They were already kind of tracing back that the network that he was part of, and I think they wanted to have get a little bit further on that before they released his name.
British Home Secretary Amber Rudd had this to say yesterday about U.S. leaks.
The British police have been very clear that they want to control the flow of information in order to protect operational integrity, the element of surprise. So it is irritating if it gets released from other sources. And I have been very clear with our friends that should not happen again.
Right. So she's upset, and she's not the only one. There's a bunch of members of the British government. The mayor of Manchester, Andy Burnham, is now saying that he's contacted the U.S. ambassador to the U.K. over these leaks to the media. And they've come pretty fast and furious. You know, you mentioned the name of the bomber, of course.
Right.
But additionally, there was a New York Times report yesterday that went into photographic detail of the attack, and including showing bombing fragments and pictures from the crime scene. The Greater Manchester Police spokeswoman was asked by CNN to comment on the publication of those photos, and issued, according to CNN, a very terse no comment upset about this.
You know, and I, look, let's talk about that for a second. The fact that the New York times, in my judgment, has become a global menace. I mean, you know, these people make Spectre look like a bunch of amateurs if you look at the Bond movie series. I mean, it's just this, in this case in particular, they had to make a choice, Vince, about are they going to run this or not? Is this something appropriate based on where we're at regarding the investigation for us to do? Always remember that and you're a journalist,
right? I mean,
you always have that discretion about going with the story or not. You know, and I work with a lot of journalists. I'm not one, but I you know, I deal with a lot of you, and I know for a fact I've talked to journalists who have full knowledge of something and said, I'm not going to go with that because, first off, it would jeopardize something ongoing. Secondly, I want to get more detail. And so this is where I think we've seen the New York Times time and time again. I said, look, and I'll be honest with you, I think it probably came out of the White House. So based on everything I've been watching over there, with I think there's a good percentage, over 50% of the leftover staff at the National Security Council still Obama folks. So it's not a good situation.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny to think what it takes for the press to get hot and bothered over leaks, by the way. Because on this story, this coverage is everywhere.
Right.
I mean, it's that the British government is upset with the Trump administration. Pretty easy framing. It makes it nice and neat that, you know, the same guy that we all hate in the press is right now the guy who's under attack yet again by the British government. Oh, by the way, President Trump are going to be meeting with Prime Minister Theresa May today. So expect some drama there. I mean, this is the framework that we get from the press when, in the Trump-Russia case, which we talk about all the time, right, you consistently see people in the press pressuring each other to not take up the leak side of that question. Like, look, the leak thing, stop buying into the Trump line that the leaks are important. They're not. They're valuable tools for journalism. We just need to focus on the extent to which Trump colluded with Russia to be a big traitor.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm a very strong advocate of putting people in jail who jeopardize national security. And I said this in other interviews and other networks. Look, this is the bottom line. At this point in time, those leaks are doing permanent and probably irreplaceable damage to national security. They're leaking not only the content, but technique. And Vince, one of the things as an intelligence officer we always protect vehemently is tools, techniques, and technology.
Yes.
You don't want to tell the bad guys how you're getting the information. And look, we saw the loss of capacity when WikiLeaks came out, when Julian Assange published a bunch of stuff from a couple of different whistleblowers, and with Snowden. The Snowden leaks were hugely damaging to our ability to do foreign intelligence. And I think you and I would agree the 702 issue regarding domestic collection, that's all bad. I'm sure we're going to talk about it later today.
Right.
But it's completely different when you're talking about giving up specific technologies and signals intelligence techniques, which are used to spy on foreign intelligence services, foreign governments, and terrorists. And it's just, there's just no justification for that.
I want to take some calls on this. 888-630-9625. 888-630-WMAL. How do you feel about leaks and their importance or their damage to the American public? How do you feel about the notion that sometimes, you know, we get information in the press oftentimes that it, you know, when it comes to the things that you mentioned, Tony, about that letting the American public know that its own government may be overstepping its boundaries on spying American citizens. Is that something that you'd like to see leaked? I'm not talking about the legal side of this. Of course, that's an important question. I'm talking about the righteous side of this, the normative side of this. What ought to happen? And how do you feel about leaks that, you know, the New York Times publishing information that may or may not be to the benefit of the American public? It looks like in this case, potentially, the New York Times is publishing information that the Brits are upset about. They're upset because that may make it more difficult for them to continue their investigation.
No doubt, it will make it more difficult. Yeah. And I think that's the issue. And I'm a former whistleblower, so I understand the need to disclose information through the proper channels for purposes of fixing things. No doubt. But when I did my whistleblowing, I went through Congress. I was eventually authorized to testify.
Right.
All that was done legally and above board. Not without controversy, but it was, you know, it is what it is. But in this case, we're talking about people who believe they're above the law. And I might add, because I think we'll talk about this later, Susan Rice, President Obama, all gave that impression to the staff at the National Security Council while they were there. So I think a lot of this is the arrogance continuing in a different form.
Give some advice to the New York Times this morning. How should they strike the balance with these leaks? 888-630-9625. It's 5:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Well, we're going to have another rainy morning commute, so that means extra time, please, and extra caution. Already have a couple items in Virginia. first inner loop of the Beltway as you come past the Georgetown Pike. Looks like they had the activity of the incident to the shoulder, so a little bit of a distraction. Just be cautious, please. No problems on 66, but getting to 66, the ramp from Gainesville northbound 29 to east on 66, still with a crash. Out in Leesburg, Route 7, westbound side, the westbound bypass, that's where crews are dealing with the crash. Eastbound lanes are open, westbound closed. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Better showers and thunderstorms this morning, so damp commute this afternoon. More showers, more thunderstorms. There may be a lull in the action at times this afternoon, but still, we'll keep the threat through this evening. 74 degrees, and some of these storms may have some hail, small hail, and some gusty winds. And then overnight tonight, becoming partly cloudy. The winds go around to the northwest, and that's a drying wind. Partly cloudy tomorrow. Beautiful day, 77. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now in the nation's capital, 58 degrees, 516 on WMAL.
That's why all Ford buyers come to Ted Britt.
Shop us online at TedBritt.com. Ted Britt Ford. You gotta get a Ford. Gotta get it at Ted Britt.
Ted Britt Ford. All right, how do you view leaks? Are there good leaks? Are there bad leaks? Are you a good witch? Are you a bad witch? I'd like to hear from you this morning. Vince Colonnais is sitting alongside Tony Schaefer on Mornings on the Mall. We go now to Joe, who's in D.C. Joe, welcome to Mornings on the Mall. You're first up this morning.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How you doing?
Good morning.
Hey, Joe.
There was an old adage when I was in the Navy, loose lips sink ships. But these, the world minutes, the times, these reporters, they need to be held accountable for what they're reporting. If they can't back up what they're reporting, how do you know they even have a source? How do you know they're not just making it up in their head and say, oh, I'm protecting my source, my amendment right? Yeah, I get all the First Amendment. I get the freedom of speech. But when you start printing things that put first responders and law enforcement and the community in general in danger, I'm sorry. You're after a terrorist and you start leaking and they start scrambling and you make their job harder and more people are killed, listen, I got a problem with that, and they need to put the cork in the bottle and get that fixed.
Great first call this morning, Joe. Thank you for that. Yeah. I agree with that. I think that there are some... the way, as a journalist, the way I think of this in general is the person who ultimately has the legal responsibility here is the person who leaks the information.
Right.
The person who takes it from a classified environment or a sensitive setting and releases it to the public by way of a reporter. It's the job of that reporter to try and get information, verify it, and release to the public as much as they can. That still fits within the confines of what you were saying before, Tony, this idea of, like, is this in the public interest?
Right. Well, as a former operative, I'm, you know, one of those who always, as a source myself, who ran operations and wanted to keep these things secret. Look, I understand there's a need for oversight and accountability, but one of the notable things, Vincent, I was appalled a few days ago when, and I'm not, I don't want to get off topic, but this is related. The Comey memo, when someone read... Or I guess the proper accounting was someone talked to someone in an elevator who once saw the memo that Comey wrote and had a vague recollection. They told the New York Times about it. Next thing you know, it's headline news. And I'm being a bit glib here, but I mean, that's how loony some of the reporting is. So you got to question yourself if this is accurate. In this case, though, unfortunately, there was artifacts. I mean, there was actual photos. There was actually the name, which turned out to be accurate, the New York Times reported. But to your point, whoever leaked that should be the one held accountable. And I again would say there's probably five people to the White House that you could trace this back to if you really put your head to it.
Sure. Mark is in Alexandria this morning. Mark, you're on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning.
Yeah, hi there, America and the world. You all need people in the news service and the radio and TV and in the newspapers have to use the correct terminology. It's called sedition, subterfuge, sabotage, conspiracy, collusion, and coercion. Those equal out to espionage and treason. These are capital crimes these people are committing, along with the Obama administration, people that are still in the government that Donald Trump hasn't weeded out yet. They are all need to be charged with capital crimes. If you people on the news service, right there, you two people that are just speaking, the only speaking voices of truth and reason and democracy, and in this constitutional government that we have in the United States, if you all don't use the terms and stand up and arm yourselves, the citizens that are honest, true blue, God-fearing citizens need to stand up to the people in the government that have the capability to have armaments and to arrest these people, take them to trial immediately, and do what's done to treasonous criminals, high crimes and criminal activity in the government. That's undermining, called undermining the government.
Mark, thank you very much. I wanted to stand up and cheer, actually, I think, during most of that statement. Actually, all of it. Because I think you're right. Precision in terms is actually one of the worst things we're doing right now. The press at large, everything's a euphemism. Everything's like sliding into it, weasel words, referring to just general vague extremism, right. Not talking about terrorism and specifically Islamic
radical
terrorism.
Radical Islamic, right.
With any precision. Mark's point, I think, is well-received here, because just language itself is being completely manipulated day by day by day in news reports around the world.
Well, one of the things that drives me nuts always is the quote-unquote hacking the election. The election wasn't hacked. Information may have been presented, which actually had an effect on people's thinking, and it came from a variety of sources, but no one, and this has been very clear, no one was able to penetrate the database, the amalgamation software, or locations which the voting tally was essentially amalgamated together.
Yeah, I mean, and even deeper on that question, that wasn't even a hack. That was a phishing scheme.
Precisely.
And it was like...
They can't even use the right language.
The emails were produced in a phishing scheme, which, by the way, if you check your spam folder, there's somebody trying to phish your information right now.
Constantly.
Sorry, John Podesta. You don't get to be exclusive on this. That everyone's email is constantly being attacked, and we do our best to sort out, like, that looks like garbage, and I shouldn't be engaging with it. 522 on WMAL.
Attention diabetics, with insurance you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181, 800-808-5181.
What makes one business rise above? Why do some grow while others simply maintain? Time after time, consistently successful businesses work smart. And when smart businesses need to hire, they do it on the job site that is the proven leader, Indeed.com. According to an independent study, Indeed delivers 5 times more hires than any other job site. More hires than the rest combined. Businesses that work smart choose partners that have proven track records. It's no wonder that 3 million businesses choose Indeed. To make it even better, right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing and relevant search results and helping you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Indeed, the world's number one job site for smart companies like yours. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
The following is a paid commercial message.
Breaking news, the 2017 housing market is heating up to be one of the most competitive on record, with home prices surging to levels not seen in over 15 years. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and what does this news mean to you? If you're in the market to buy a home this year, it means you need to set yourself apart to win out over other offers in a bidding war. How do you do that? By working with Cornerstone First Financial. We're a direct lender with our own money. We're local to this area with a track record of getting loans to settlement on time and offering the lowest interest rates. If you're not planning on moving this year, this news is also important if you're looking to eliminate PMI, consolidate debt, or take cash out for any reason. Call us today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
What can it cost you to not contact Miss Utility? You dig and hit an underground line. Essential services could be lost. You're responsible. Someone could be injured or worse, and you're responsible. But other than that, it can't cost you that much. 2 full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net, by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig Miss Utility, it's the law.
525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Galesburg, making progress here at the bypass westbound 7, just as you pass Business 15. Had all lanes blocked with the three cars involved, but it looks like the last of the vehicles towed away, so they're putting everything to the shoulder right now, so hang with it if you're in that stretch. They should be letting you get by here westbound on 7. Eastbound had been no issue. Also, 66, no issues. The problem this morning, though, again, it's like a repeat. We have the wet pavement and the road spray, so plan accordingly. 270 off to a good start out of Frederick and down through to the Capitol Beltway. From Maryland, 95, 50, Route 4 and Route 5 up to the Beltway has been good. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Now, thunderstorms will continue for at least mid-morning, tapering off a little bit this afternoon. Gusty winds and maybe some small hail in some of these storms, 74 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now in the nation's capital, 58 degrees, it's 526.
He's a watchdog on Wall Street and a champion for investors. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
All right, Tony Schaefer, speaking of the reports that are not getting everywhere quite yet, only a couple places have told people about this. The NSA under President Barack Obama was routinely violating the rights of Americans' privacy. While this is according to Circa, while scouring through overseas intercepts and failed to disclose the extent of its problems until the final days before Donald Trump was elected president. Conveniently, the Obama administration deciding that they needed to rein in their abuses of privacy violations just before President Trump took office. More than 5% or one out of every 20 searches seeking what they call upstream internet data on Americans inside the NSA's 702 database, which you mentioned before, violated the safeguards. They vowed to fix this in 2011. They didn't. Things only got worse.
Well, there's a couple things at play here. First, I don't think we'd be knowing about the extent of what happened on this if it wasn't for Team Trump coming in. I think if Hillary Clinton was elected, we would not know any of this because it would have continued and probably expanded. So let's be clear on that. And to quote Hillary Clinton, unmasked? You mean like a costume ball? Look, we got to get to the bottom of this this issue of the unmasking and who and all was victimized. I know Rand Paul has made a very clear statement that he and others are interested in this. And look, I've shared with members of Congress my information that they were all being targeted during this time. And I've actually had conversations one-on-one with members of Congress saying, hey, I think you're actually being targeted. You got to do something about it. So this is no small issue.
Yeah, that's not a functioning democracy if its lawmakers, the people who represent the public, are being spied on by the government.
Right.
528 on WMAL.
This is Mary Walter, and when my old dentist informed me that he was retiring, Larry O'Connor told me that I had to meet Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. After visiting their office, I cannot say enough wonderful things about them. Like many other people, I'm not a fan of visiting the dentist, but getting to know the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, I felt comfortable enough to tell them about what makes me nervous. And they reassured me it was perfectly normal. And that's who they are, compassionate, caring dentists who get it. There's no rush when you get in the chair, and you are in total control. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry wants you to get into a routine of keeping your teeth healthy. Have a smile you can be proud of without delaying your dental visits until you're in pain. To learn more about sedation dentistry, or if you just need a wonderful dentist, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
I want to give you a piece of financial advice for a great retirement. You need to learn about the 1010 IRA, a 10% simple interest annual rate of return IRA guaranteed for 10 years. My friends, Dave and Lorette Ahrens, will provide you with all the details. They did it for me. I was amazed. Get your free information packet now. Call 888-411-4130. That's 888-411-4130. 888-411-4130.
If you don't want ants inside, kill them outside with Amdro Ant Block Home Perimeter Ant Bait. Ants are attracted to Amdro because they think it's food. They carry it back to the nest and share it with the entire colony, including the queen. That's how Amdro kills the ants you see and the ones you don't, guaranteed.
Look for Amdro Ant Block at your local lawn and garden retailer. Amdro Ant Block. Ants love it to death.
A high school girl with a 4.0 GPA got pregnant before graduation, and now the high school will not let her walk at graduation. Let's talk about that when we get back. It's 5:30 on WMAL, time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Barbara Britt. Changes announced at the University of Maryland following the murder of a black Bowie State student allegedly by a white College Park student. University of Maryland Walter Lowe asking now for a rapid response team to be created for any hate bias incident. British police have stopped sharing information with U.S. officials about the Manchester suicide bombing. That after details of the investigation were leaked. Former President Barack Obama right now in Berlin, speaking on a panel with Angela Merkel just hours before President Trump due to meet with the German chancellor. A Republican candidate in Montana's special congressional election has been charged with misdemeanor assault after a confrontation with a reporter. Republican candidate Greg Gianforte is accused of grabbing and body slamming Ben Jacobs, a reporter for The Guardian. Loudoun County residents, your county is strong, says Phyllis Randall with the Board of Supervisors.
As we close the books on fiscal year 2017, I'm pleased to report that we have retained our AAA bond rating from all three credit rating agencies. Loudoun continues its trend of record-setting economic development.
Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 21,012, NASDAQ at 61.63. In sports, Nationals win, the O's lose. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Every day, on the front lines of healthcare, there are new challenges and new opportunities. At United Health Group, we're built to help with both. We're partnering with employers to provide data and insights that can help improve employees' health outcomes. Ensuring seniors have both stability and choice in their healthcare benefits. Working with governments to expand access to healthcare coverage, lower costs, and improve care quality. And providing consumers with innovative tools that can make healthcare better and simpler. These are just a few of the ways we're supporting those on the front lines of healthcare. To all those with a passion to improve healthcare, our question is, how can we help? United Health Group, built for better health. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use the CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844-SLEEP-TEST.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
The Zero Res Spring Carpet Cleaning Sale is on now. Get three rooms of carpets cleaned for just $147, plus a hallway cleaned for free. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
WMAL Traffic and Weather, 535 on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And a wet commute already, so plan accordingly. You know the drill. We've had so many rainy rush hours here on the Beltway, Virginia. As you make your trip in toward Springfield, we had one outer loop reported as broken down. Inner loop crash along the right side. Both of those just giving us a brief of any delay, so be very cautious. Springfield Interchange. Each direction of the Beltway. 270, here we come out of Frederick down toward Urbana and Hyattstown already with the heavy volume. It means everybody's taking it easy, allow plenty of braking distance. Leesburg reopened as westbound 7 at the bypass that had been shut down for quite some time, if you heard me talk about that. Now good. Eastbound side had always been open, so eastbound 7 through the bypass in good shape. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Most widespread of the showers and thunderstorms will be this morning. Gusty winds, small hail, and some of these thunderstorms. 74 this afternoon. Still a few more scattered showers and thunderstorms right on into the evening hours. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 58 degrees with rain in Springfield. Cloudy in Beltsville, 55, and cloudy at Reagan National, 58 degrees. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning, 5:37 here on WMAL. Coming up today, we've got Ambassador John Bolton to talk about President Trump and his visit to NATO. That should be good. We have a Tucker Carlson coming in at 8:05. And then the National Association of Railroad Passengers, Jim Matthews, is going to swing by at 8:35 to try and fight back against President Trump's desire to put deep cuts on Amtrak. We'll also get your opinion at that point on how much you like Amtrak. Joined today by Tony Schaefer, Vince Colonnais here. Mary Walter will be back soon. Colonel Schaefer, thanks for joining us, sir.
Maybe. Hey, good morning. Good to be on. Thank you for having me. And let's hope Mary does get better. I hope she's not going through a sex change operation or something. That would be bad.
Well, that'll be a big surprise when she comes back.
Yeah, I know she's up to something.
She'll
always kill me for that.
Always. Yes, she will. You may have heard about this story. In Hagerstown, there's a high school senior who attends a school, the Heritage Academy. It's a small Christian school, and it runs, I believe, K through 12. And she's pregnant. She's a little more than, I think, 6 months pregnant. 25 weeks is what she's at. So if my terrible math is correct, she's a little more than 6 months pregnant. And she's supposed to have walked in 10 days across that graduation
right.
stage. But the school's saying no, that she won't be allowed to. She signed a pledge at the beginning of the school year. And the pledge reads this. And this is why this is what the school's hanging its hat on, by the way. This application extends to my actions, such as protecting my body by abstaining from sexual immorality and from the use of alcohol, tobacco, and illegal drugs. Well, the school's saying, well, she had premarital sex. Clearly, that's how she got to the pregnancy thing. And she's not going to be able to walk because she violated the pledge. She has a 4.0 GPA, by the way. She's one of 15 seniors in her class. It wouldn't be like one person out of 1,000 not appearing on stage. This is, you know, 1/15th of the class won't be showing up
right.
for graduation. Let's listen to what Maddie Runkles has to say. She's been out there talking about this, and she's the student. Let's hear first.
A lot of disappointment because I had worked so hard for that, and I made one mistake, and all my hard work was being taken away from me. All I did that was wrong was just have sex before marriage, which they don't agree with.
Now, she said the pressure from this was also so great that she actually at one point considered getting an abortion.
But, you know, like, I just couldn't, because I didn't think it was fair that I should take someone else's life just because I'm afraid of what's going to happen to mine. That's just not fair to me.
That's brave.
Good for her.
Yeah, good for her. Yeah. Well, I'm with you on this. I think this is totally insane. As someone who went to high school and very much drank and did everything else that you could do to get in trouble. Well, let me get a caveat that I went to high school in Lisbon, Portugal, where there's no drinking age. With that said, look, we were hellions. And so the fact that she here has actually made a mistake, you made a mistake. But since then, she's done everything she can to do the right thing. She's got a great, great point average. I think she's being very reasoned in her judgment. And I'm sorry, I think the school is being unreasonable here. And if I were her parents, I would be fighting them tooth and nail on this.
What do you think about this? 888-630-9625. Should she walk at graduation? Or do you feel like, hey, look, she made a pledge and now she violated it and she shouldn't get to walk the stage?
That'd be more like a waddle. But
yeah,
I get your point.
She shouldn't be rolled across the stage or whatever it is, however that works. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. So Maddie right now, she in addition to this issue of not being able to walk, she was also punished in other ways. She was forced to step down from all of her leadership positions at the school when the school found out that she was pregnant. And she was kept home for 2 days during what they're calling an unofficial suspension. I'm not sure how that works. She said she accepted her discipline, but now they're not allowing her to walk at graduation. And she feels like she's being shamed.
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, the whole focus of what the school's doing is trying to make her feel less than human. And I this is a sad thing to me. If the school would have seen her have an abortion just to have her follow the rules rather than actually deal with this reality of what's going on and actually help the girl. I mean, this is traumatic to her, and I think the school should be looking at this from the perspective, you make a mistake, you learn from it, and you go on, and you better yourself. And the school's not being helpful at all here.
Mm-hmm. And given the fact that she signed a pledge and that she did have some form of discipline. And by the way, she's also pregnant. Forget the rest of this discipline.
Right.
She's a pregnant teenager now. Time served.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about this. Like, you know, the punishment should be commensurate to the crime, so to speak, in this case. She got pregnant, and now she's going to have to take care of a human. By the way, she made a decision not to succumb to the pressure, as we were talking about, and abort the child. There's all sorts of things at play here, but I'm of the opinion that the girl should be able to walk. Now, let's hear what she says about whether or not, at this point, given all the attention, she'd be inclined to walk at all.
Yes, definitely. Just to prove that, you know, like, this is how it should be, and for other schools to see if they have the situation that you should let the girl walk. It's not fair to take all of her hard work away, or any guy that's in this situation. It's not fair to take their hard work away just because they made one mistake.
I think it's, the school is being discriminatory to a person who actually is trying to do the right thing. And I'm sorry. As you said, Vince, you know, she's kind of, you know, did the 2-day unofficial. I don't know. What is unofficial suspension? It's like they suspend you, but not really. It's like double secret probation, you know? I mean, to me, she's done what she had to do to atone for breaking the pledge. I mean, this isn't like she took a blood oath or something, for goodness sake. And I think the school is being completely unreasonable. And I'd like to know what her parents are thinking about this, because again, if I were her parents, I'd be as vocal as she is about the need to have her set up with her peers and walk the walk.
Another wrinkle here: her father was the president of the school board. He's resigned his position over this.
Yeah,
but he says that in the past they've allowed students that did have serious infractions of that pledge, probably on the alcohol, tobacco, illegal drug side, to walk in the past. The difference here is that you have a visibly pregnant girl walking the stage. We have calls coming in fast and furious here. So what we're going to do is take a break now. Is that a good idea? All right, Mike, we'll take a break.
And take a break.
We'll come back and we'll talk to you about your thoughts on this story. It's 5:43 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. The Mobility and Biomechanics Insert for Load Evaluation, or MOBIL, is wearable technology that will help measure a Marine's weight during activities such as standing, walking, and running. This groundbreaking research tool, developed in partnership with MIT, will help inform future acquisition decisions and performance of Marines in the field. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and 3-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
You have no desire to do anything, to get up, to move.
Dr. Will Sauve at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment because so many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com.
5:45 now on WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland, 270 as you come right out of the Frederick area and off of 70. Watch for that volume down toward Urbana and 109. No surprise that we have a lot of that already. We have the wet pavement, so you need to allow extra time. No problems or backups that I'm seeing out of Laurel on the BW Parkway or 95 pushing down through to the Beltway. Good time to cross the Woodrow Wilson Bridge each direction. Once you head through Alexandria and over towards Springfield, did have an incident, minor in nature, but we do have activity on the left side, inner loop, right as you come up to the exit for 95, 395. So keep alert through that stretch. And on 95 in Aquia, Dale City, again, the volume on this wet, rainy commute once again. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Showers and thunderstorms will continue through at least mid-morning, tapering off a little bit this afternoon. Gusty winds and maybe some small hail in some of these storms, 74 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now in the nation's capital, 58 degrees, 546 on WMAL.
He reveals what some people on Wall Street don't want you to know. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Okay, a high school senior at a Christian school in Hagerstown, Maryland, will not get a chance to attend her graduation ceremony. She's pregnant, about 25 weeks along. Graduation's 10 days away. She had a 4.0. All sorts of chaos about this. And we're taking your calls. Should she be able to walk at graduation? She signed a pledge. This application extends to my actions, such as protecting my body by abstaining from sexual immorality and from the use of alcohol, tobacco, and illegal drugs. The school said, hey, you have premarital sex? You're not walking at graduation. Let's find out your thoughts now. Marty, you're starting us off this morning on Mornings on the Mall. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, I actually think you guys are absolutely wrong. This is a private school. It's not a public school. You have to pay to go there.
Yes.
They're religiously based. A Baptist, I believe. And the fact is, they had a contract with her and her parents. So she violated that contract. There are consequences in life. It is the best lesson she can be taught, that as a young adult, that now in the future, if you do something wrong, it's a violation of a contract, a policy, rule, or law, there are consequences.
Marty, she was punished. How much do you want her to be punished? She just, the article said, and I believe it to be accurate, that she was suspended, she was pilloried, she's been
she's
berated.
Removed from all leadership
positions.
Removed
from all positions. What do you want her to do? You want her to have her, like, waterboarded next? I mean, what level do you want to go to? I'm serious.
No, and I'm serious back at
yeah.
you. If the school says that they're going to waterboard you if you have premarital sex and you sign a contract to it, then yes.
But they didn't say that. My point is, it's like she is. They have meted out punishment to her already. As Vince said, and I agree with Vince on this. You know, how far do you want to go after time served?
Hey, we shouldn't be society as a whole. We shouldn't parade people around saying premarital sex is okay on a religious basis. I'm a religious guy. So they're a religious organization. They have every right to do this, and I think you're wrong to try to impose your will.
I'm not opposing any will. I'm just trying to figure out what's just here. I'm a Libra, so I'm just trying to balance things.
No, you're trying to say that what they're doing is wrong.
I'm saying what is the level of punishment? That's not, don't put words in my mouth.
They've come up with the level of punishment, and I think it's absolutely accurate.
Let's go now to, thank you, Marty. I appreciate that. Steve's in Rockville. Steve, you've got an interesting perspective on this. You're a pastor?
Yes, I'm a pastor. First off, she did. And number one is, you know, as a believer, a follower of Jesus Christ, that contract was also you making a commitment to God. But hear me out, guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
The thing is this. She made a commitment to God. I believe that taking her away from the leadership aspect of things, I believe that was appropriate. You can't just sit there and pile on and pile on and pile on. That is not what God would do. Yes, there are consequences for our actions. And the thing I would say to the school is now, how do we help this young lady? How do we help this unborn child? How do we prevent this from happening again? Because this is going to be a big impact in her life.
No doubt.
18 years old, having a child. But we can't sit there as a society, and I don't believe God would do this, just sit there and pile consequence after consequence on you. Yes, you know, there are repercussions for your sinful act, and it was a sinful act, but let's not condemn her to hell right off the bat.
David, that was my point.
Give a little bit of grace.
Also, at the end of this, I mean, again, thank you. At the end of this, now, she's been punished several times, and also, she's pregnant, by the way.
Yeah.
But shouldn't this story close out with some redemption? I mean, like, at the end of this, I mean, this is a class of 15 students. It's not like the students aren't going to realize that there were consequences to her actions.
Precisely.
There's only 15 people in her graduating class. They're going to know. So at this point...
the whole nation knows.
At this point, again, I'm of the opinion time served. Let's go to Stephanie, who's in Warrenton. Stephanie, welcome to Mornings on the Mall. Your thoughts this morning?
My thoughts this morning, I personally... was an abandoned baby that was found along the road.
Wow.
And my thoughts this morning, I love Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior of my life. Does everybody not remember when they brought the prostitute to be killed and they drew a line in the sand? He who has not sinned, let him cast the first stone. I am very proud of her for keeping that baby. She knows what she's going to have to deal with. I don't know if she'll give the baby for adoption or raise it, but she's got a 4.0. That is amazing, and she will make it either way. And the school has punished her. She has already had results. I give her all the kudos for keeping that baby and going forth with her life like this.
Great perspective.
Too, yeah.
Great perspective.
And you know what? What better way to convey a Christian message here? So if you're going to...
Forgiveness. Redemption.
You want to attract more students to your school? Convey a message of Christianity. There was judgment. There was punishment. There is forgiveness. There is redemption.
And there's life.
Bring it full circle. I think that's the Christ-like thing to do. We can talk about it more later in the show here. 552 on WMAL.
Well, the University of Maryland selected top student Xuping Yang to deliver remarks during last Sunday's commencement ceremony. Her speech created an international uproar. She said that people often ask why she chose to come to the University of Maryland. Her response was, fresh air. Ms. Yang revealed that in her hometown in southwest China, the air was so polluted that she had to wear a face mask every day. She described her arrival in America as breathing air that was so sweet and fresh. She said that she would be forever grateful for the fresh air of free speech that she found at the university because she grew up believing only people in authority could define the truth. The right to free speech on college campus, she said, is a right worth fighting for. It's amazing she thinks that it exists there. Anyway, her remarks went viral. For telling the truth about her experiences in America, Ms. Yang was vilified. Millions on Chinese social media denounced her. Some warned her not to come home. She later apologized, saying she hadn't intended to demean her own country, the Chi-Coms, which she loves. Ms. Yang revealed more than she perhaps realized. Radical environmentalists have convinced American kids that our country is wallowing in pollution, but it isn't. And the fresh air of free speech that Ms. Yang is grateful for, it's under constant attack from the politically correct left. And yet it is worth fighting for, as she is doing.
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Say, folks, did you know the toughest utility vehicles on Earth are also the most comfortable? Mahindra's XTV utility vehicles offer 25% more legroom and seating while comfortably seating up to 6 passengers. Now, of course, every Mahindra XTV is built right here in the USA and is backed by the industry's best 3-year powertrain warranty, and that's 6 times longer than the other guys. The Mahindra Flex Hauler even features a standard electric dump bed with 3 sides that fold flat for easy loading and unloading. And for a limited time, Mahindra's 750S Flex Hauler is just $139 a month plus $500 off Mahindra's XTV accessories. Learn more at MahindraUSA.com. Get your work done, America, in comfort.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at Cecil's Tractors in Warrenton or visit Cecil'sTractors.com. That's Cecil'sTractors.com.
It's Larry O'Connor for Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. I've got to tell you about home sellers Joseph and Diane. They had their home on the market for almost a year with another agent. Well, Debbie and Sarah got the listing and they got their home sold in just 6 days, and they even got them $10,000 over the asking price. Wow. Do the right thing and call Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams first. They have over 5,500 ready buyers in their exclusive home buying system. Sarah and Debbie will get the job done and put more money in your pocket. They'll even guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it for cash at a price acceptable to you. Guaranteed in writing. Call the Reynolds team now, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. Let me give you that number again, 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
5:55 now on WMAL, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Vince, it's been interesting. Virginia Beltway, we've had a number of incidents, couple spinouts. We have the wet pavement, road spray, so you need to plan accordingly. Keep the speeds down so we don't have this many accidents. At the Little River Turnpike, as you're heading inbound, approaching the exit to get onto that inner loop, the end of that exit ramp, we still have the crash. You can get by. It's not causing much of a delay, but on the Beltway, a little bit of a distraction for all. MacArthur Boulevard, you need to know this, has finally been reopened after about a week. MacArthur Boulevard reopened between Reservoir and Foxhall Road. 270, take you southbound out of Frederick, Urbana, and Hyattstown with the heavy volume through that stretch already. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Most widespread showers and thunderstorms will be this morning. Dusty winds, small hail, and some of these thunderstorms. 74 this afternoon still. A few more scattered showers and thunderstorms right on into the evening hours. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
58 degrees in the nation's capital. Traffic and weather brought to you by Staples.
When it's time for help with your new technology, go to Staples. Staples has a full range of tech services to help your business, from data recovery to virus protection. Now get $50 off PC diagnostic and repair service. Ends 5/27. Service does not include parts. Staples. It's pro time.
Responsibility. It means contacting Miss Utility before you dig. It also means digging with care. That means no mechanized equipment within 18 inches of the marks. It doesn't mean skimming off a few inches. It means hand dig until the utility is fully exposed. 2 full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net, by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
The following is a paid commercial message.
Breaking news, the 2017 housing market is heating up to be one of the most competitive on record, with home prices surging to levels not seen in over 15 years. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and what does this news mean to you? If you're in the market to buy a home this year, it means you need to set yourself apart to win out over other offers in a bidding war. How do you do that? By working with Cornerstone First Financial. We're a direct lender with our own money. We're local to this area with a track record of getting loans to settlement on time and offering the lowest interest rates. If you're not planning on moving this year, this news is also important if you're looking to eliminate PMI, consolidate debt, or take cash out for any reason. Call us today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221, and our website, is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. You know, maybe we can't stop time, but those bags and puffiness under your eyes, they don't need to be there. And now, thanks to Genucel, you can get rid of them. Genucel plant stem cell therapy for bags and puffiness under the eyes from our friends at Chamonix is doing just that for men and women all across this great country of ours, including Josie from Littlefield, Arizona. She wrote in and said, I've been using Genucel for 2 weeks and my husband is amazed. He says all the puffiness is gone. I love this product and I want to use it on my entire face. Wow, you go for it, Josie. And by the way, Josie, your husband can use Genucel too. It works for men and women. I use it. And with its instant effects, you'll see results in as little as 12 hours. Call now. Save big on Genucel summer clearance event. Order Genucel now and get a free month supply with your order. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. If you order now, shipping is also free. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. That's 800-525-2720.
I'm a wine lover, not quite a connoisseur. So thankfully, there's the Wine Outlet, a neighborhood wine shop that isn't intimidating.
We love how friendly and helpful they are.
Their wine selection and prices are amazing.
Craft beer, too.
And Fridays and Saturdays, they have tastings and creative pairings.
I really love shopping the Wine Outlet on those days.
The Wine Outlet. Big box prices, small store service. Locations in Vienna, McLean, and now Great Falls. And coming to a neighborhood near you. Visit wine-outlet.com.
The least liked people in America are usually U.S. congressmen and reporters. Well, now they're physically assaulting each other, so it might bring some joy to your heart. We'll talk about that next hour. And the TSA may have some new...